for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, May the 25th, 2018. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on trauma.
Everybody say Father.
Father.
I strip off.
All demonic armor.
That would block me.
From receiving.
And I do wear.
The armor of God.
Even the armor of light.
That you've given me.
In Jesus' name.
I'm
going to teach today on trauma. But before we ever go there, the Lord has instructed me to take you through some prayer. So we're going to hit the ground running. We came here, this is the deliverance camp. We came for deliverance. We came for freedom. And I want to tell you in advance that this prayer, I just want to say this. Frank alluded to this. If you were a deliverance minister, you become one, you do hear some terrible things. Some of them are so wicked that you could not even in your wildest imagination think it up, honestly. And it's very possible that somebody in this room, or more than one somebody, could have gone through some of those things. And the enemy is deliberate in his attack on human beings. And so this prayer is and was designed for people that have been ritually abused. Okay? But as I begin to look at it and its declarations and what it does, how many know what went on with your great-great-great-grandpa, grandmother? Do you know that on your father's side, the iniquities of the fathers, or that means the lawlessness, the things that are wicked come down through the bloodline on the father's side. But on your mother's side, you can inherit personality traits that are demonically inspired. So either way, we want to honor those that came before us, as the Lord says, honor your mother and father and the land I've given you, and it'll go well with you, to the extent that we can. Do you understand? So if you have and still have an abusive parent that tears you up, and you know every time you're around them, you might not want to hang around them. You listen to the Lord, but you don't call them up and cuss them out either. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's not honor. So if they were somebody that is toxic to you, that you couldn't have a relationship, then the honor is just to pray for them. Just to pray. Forgive them, pray, become an intercessor. Do you know that the Lord called Abraham his friend? And he said about Moses, he said, prophets I speak to, but Moses I meet with face to face. And you know what the character trait of both those men was? It was intercession for others. The Lord and a couple of angels are on the way to Sodom to destroy Sodom. And the Lord himself said, well, should I tell my friend Abraham? Called him friend. Jesus calls us friends. Said, I tell my friend Abraham. And then he decided to. And Abraham said, well, Lord, if there's 100, would you spare him? Count it all the way down to 10. Heart of the Lord is not to destroy. He takes no pleasure at the death of the wicked. None. He'll judge every one of us. He's going to judge every one of us. If you force him to judge you for your behavior here, he'll lift his hand. The enemy will come. You're getting bitterness, he'll send the tormentors himself to try to lift you out of that bitterness so you don't display the character of the devil as a child of God, the accuser of the brethren. But it's not what he wants to do. He wants you to fall on him. Say, here I am. Help me, Lord. I need you. Change me. I want to be a witness for you. If your witness, listen to me, And I'm not talking about the witness where people look at me and think I'm the cat's meow. For me. You. We want people to look at us and say there's something different about them. There's something different about their life. I want to be like that. What do they have that I don't have? So we can share the Lord with them. And so we can gain more family. Because a free people will help free people. Hurting people hurt people. And people that are free and walking in the joy of the Lord, people like it. They look at that. They're attracted to that. Some will repel you because they're not ready. But some, many. The ones that come in because somebody loved enough to let Jesus be God in their life. So we're going to go through this prayer. And I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. I bind mind-blinding spirits, deaf, dumb spirits, and confusion in the name of Jesus. I break the power and thank you, Father, for breaking the power of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. Every twisted serpent that would twist words, that would twist the speaking, that would twist the hearing in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for helping us to pray. That even as we read the words that are on the screen up here, that these words, Father, that you would empower these words to deliver your people in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and the honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. So if you would, just start reading with me. I believe that Jesus Christ, as the God-man and the Son of the Holy Creator God, died and shed his blood for the forgiveness of my sins, was raised from dead on the third day to gain victory over Satan, and is now ascended to take authority over all principalities, power, and authorities. I personally accept this forgiveness and him as my Savior. Through Jesus Christ, I believe that I am valued and a significant child of the true and holy Creator God, and claim allegiance to him alone and desire to live by his resurrection power. It's possible that somebody in this room just spoke those words and you've never been born again. If you make it real and you say, God, Lord, I'm ready to do business with you. I need you. I need you desperately. And you're not born again. He'll take you. And I'm going to suggest to you that before, if you're not, and you know, listen, here's a simple question. Do you know? Listen, do you know that you know that you know that you know that if you die today, you're going to join the Lord? Do you know? Because if you have the slightest bit of doubt, fix it now. Don't stay in here for what we're about to do. Love you. This is real. This isn't a game. This is life and death. And I don't want the enemy grabbing ground and destroying you. Okay? Because let me tell you something. Even when you come to these camps, listen. The Lord is glorious. He fights for us. And he's going to help us fight this fight. But it's a real fight. When you leave here, the enemy will try to take... Anybody want to testify? Will the enemy try to take it from you? Is there a battle that goes on beyond the victories that are gained here? You have to maintain it. You maintain with a full... Listen to me. As Frank said earlier today, I give up everything but... If you've got a but... You better get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Lord, here I am. It's no condemnation. Everybody in here has got their own personal battle over something. Over something. Okay? I know this. I got victory. Listen. Whatever the Lord's delivered me of, things that I used to do bad, He gets the glory. He gets the glory. Anything I do well, He gets the glory. But we're fighting a real fight. Okay? So thank you, Lord. Everybody say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
For saving me.
And fighting for me. Say,
in the name of Jesus.
I renounce.
And repudiate.
All occult involvement.
Hereby breaking all ties.
To the demonic realm of darkness. I claim every spiritual blessing that is mine in Christ.
I give up all occult powers,
curses and blessings, including the ability to astral travel and astral project and receive astrals along with the ability to summon demons. As we pray, I want to make these teaching moments. Okay? The words have been released and they count whether we stop, start, or run through. Astral projection is something that happens in the dark realm with people. And they literally, some of them staring in fire, and some of them staring in crystals, and some of them staring in light, use demons to take their souls out of their body and travel. Our governments have even got it, they call them psi warriors. And they're taking people so you can take a man who can learn to do this and then go to Russia and tell you what's going on. But people that work in darkness will also astral project against other people. Human souls leaving their body, going to other places, cursing Christians. Sometimes we're not always fighting demons. You need to know that. They rape people. Sometimes spirits called incubus and succubus, which are sexual spirits, come into rooms and rape people, male and female. Incubus being the male, succubus being the female. But sometimes it's literally a human spirit. Okay? It's real. Now, I ministered to a woman last week who was wounded in the way I talked about with the SRA victim when she was younger. Her dad was a Satanist. And every Friday, she had to fight her soul trying to leave. Okay? And that was because they tormented her and he split her. And what happened on Friday night, she didn't want to be a part of it. So she was trying to leave. Now, back in her early days, she used to do that because she was in agreement, even though she was born into having to be in agreement. Do you understand? Without the grace of God. Listen, if you weren't born into a witchcraft family, say thank you, Lord. But if you were, say thank you, Lord. That's not who I am now. Either way. So, people leave their bodies. So now, I've talked to many Christians too that come under attack. They felt like something was trying to take them out of their body. You hear what I'm saying? You know what might have given that license for that thing to come try to take their soul out of their body? Ancestors that did this on purpose. Because your ancestor did it, there's a legal right down the bloodlines, down the family line. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I don't want anything to do with that. In Jesus' name. Say, I choose to accept
the limitations
of my humanity. And pray that God will, by His grace,
strengthen me
with power through His Spirit in my inner being, my inner man, in Jesus' name. I break all vows, covenants, contracts, oaths, pledges, commitments, agreements, dedications, assignments that have been made to Satan or any deity other than the sovereign God by me or by others in my behalf at any time, whether before or since my birth. I rejoice that the blood of my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, has the power to break all connections to Satan and will keep me safe from any consequences of breaking these oaths. So you know that sometimes when you have bloodlines and you have families that do these things, when they dedicate their children to the enemy, they pray prayers to their gods that whoever tries to leave will be destroyed in their finances, in their marriages, in their health. Some people are given over in even their bloodline, even the married to Satan. I see on the women's side, they're married to Satan. And then many of them don't even have nobody. They might be a beautiful woman, nobody pays any attention to them because they got a spirit spouse attached to them. that fights off anybody else or drives them off. Or if they get married, then it interferes in the marriage and drives the husband off. It can happen the other way too. Say, Lord, thank you.
Lord, thank you.
For crop failure.
For those seeds.
That were planted.
I claim.
His power.
Jesus' power.
And protection for myself.
I take back.
All right.
To my mind, my body.
My soul, and my spirit.
That I've ever given.
To Satan.
Or that he's taken from me.
Against my will.
Or that have been committed to him.
By others.
On my behalf.
I give all rights.
To my mind, body,
and soul, and spirit,
to my holy and righteous God,
who has and will cleanse me
and keep me blameless
until the coming of my Lord Jesus Christ.
I renounce
all passivity
that gave demonic beings
any ground to control me
or any part of me.
I choose
to trust Yahweh
to equip me
to use all my faculties
of my spirit,
soul,
my mind,
my will,
my emotion,
in cooperation
with the Holy Spirit of Yahweh.
If you're a note taker, write down, passivity kills.
Passivity kills.
It kills.
The enemy usually has his way across God's body,
but the body of Christ, because people don't rise up and resist the devil.
A passive person will never crucify their own flesh.
It takes an act of the will to say no.
The Word of God tells you to offer your body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord.
Sometimes that living sacrifice, when somebody says something ugly to you, and you say, you sure look nice today.
I don't think about you that way. I love you.
Kind word turns away wrath.
See, that's instead of doing what's normal for human beings, which is returning fire, you just return good for evil.
That's crucifying your flesh.
Passivity kills.
We have to resist the enemy.
Your number one focus needs to be on the Lord.
But let me just say this.
If a fly came in the room and he's on the other end of the room, I'm not likely to run over and try to swat.
Okay?
I might pray,
Lord, get him out of there.
But if he's buzzing around my face, I'm going to do something.
So what comes before you that's dark, that doesn't line up with God's Word,
it bears a response.
You've got to speak something.
You need to speak life.
You need to speak.
Don't just absorb it and go, well, I guess that's the way.
No.
Speak life.
Respond.
Speak what God says.
Use the weapons of your warfare.
If you, listen, if two men showed up with a sword fight, one didn't pick up his sword, it's going to be a pretty quick fight, isn't it?
Well, the devil shows up every day.
Every day, he never sleeps.
God of Israel never sleeps or slumbers.
Well, thank God, because he's the only reason any of us are alive, even in our ignorance.
But listen, if we'll cooperate with him, how much more could the kingdom of God advance? How much more could his fruit bear in our life?
Amen? Say, I break
any generational
core of evil
and all ungodly bonds
from past generations,
prohibiting them
from regressing,
moving sideways
to
siblings
or cousins,
and progressing
to future generations,
especially
my children
born now
or yet to be born.
This would include your grandchildren.
Okay?
Your bloodline.
Say, I claim
the eternal redemption
is provided for me
by the blood of Jesus Christ.
I break
all ties
resulting
from sexual encounters
or wedding ceremonies,
including those of the body,
the soul,
the mind and emotion,
the spirit.
Now, close your eyes.
Somebody, we've been doing some of this, but close your eyes.
If the Lord brings a face to your till you look sometimes at a shelf on the back of the eyelid. Sometimes you just know. But if you see an image, if you see a face, if you see or know a name, I break all interference that would interfere with the people of God from hearing from the Lord, from seeing what He shows in Jesus' name. If you see Him, say, I break it. Just start saying, I break it. I break it. Break it. Say it under your breath. I break that. I break that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Say, I break it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody touched you, you didn't ask them to. You've already dealt with it, and you see it again. It's not fully dealt with. Just deal with it. Let God be God. Say, since I am bought with the price of the blood of Jesus, I claim my body as the temple of the Holy Spirit and choose to abstain from all sexual immorality, sexual relations outside the bond of God-ordained marriage. I renounce perversion. Say, I call the authority that I gave away with my body back to me. If you're married in this room, repeat after me. Thank you, Lord. That authority belongs not only to me, but my spouse. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say,
I ask
the sovereign God, who is Yahweh, to break and nullify the power of all rituals, hexes, curses, seals, blood ties, body fluid ties, sacrifices, animal or human, whether someone else's, you know, where it says baby or mine. Just that might not have been your child, but listen, I told you there are horrible things. But just say, every sacrifice made in my bloodline, even abortion, all the way back, in Jesus' name. So that they have no further binding effect on me in either the physical or the spiritual world. Since the Lord Jesus Christ shared in my humanity and has destroyed the devil's power over death, I claim my freedom to live free from condemnation, free from slavery to the fear of death. I command all ungodly bloodlines, blood ties, inheritances, legacies, curses, blessings, bondages, and any ties, the spirits shared with any other person to be broken and not to reconnect. In Jesus' name. Everybody take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Every hex, vex, spell, church, curse, charm, incantation, ritual. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Seals. I break your power. Shields. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Blood ties. Fluid ties. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. All those ungodly inheritances, so-called blessings, we break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord.
I receive everything
from my bloodline, which was holy and good. And I thank you that I was born. And Father, I honor my father and mother for that, and my ancestors. But I totally disagree with every ungodly act. And I renounce every ungodly inheritance. Every ungodly character trait. Every ungodly personality trait. In Jesus' name. Deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that enforces those things. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say,
I ask
the true,
the truth,
and living,
Lord Jesus Christ,
who has ascended
far above
all principalities and powers,
the center
with the sword of the Spirit,
all silver,
gold,
bronze,
any other color,
cords
that bind me
to
any cult,
person,
or demonic entity.
In Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath. Let those cords be severed. Every cord of control in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go. All cords of control. I break your power. Witchcraft. Witchcraft mind control. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. Every band, every cord, cut. In the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce. In the name of Jesus. Every counterfeit Jesus. Every counterfeit Holy Spirit. Every counterfeit Father God. From any source. What I've inherited. And where I've submitted to. And I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Every familiar spirit in the name of Jesus that would put itself off as the Lord, as part of the Godhead, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. 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 Go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen, you see that prayer? I ask the true and living Lord Jesus Christ. Because people use the name of Jesus, but it's not our Jesus. If it was a Jehovah Witness Jesus, they believe it's the Archangel Michael. If it's the Mormon Jesus, they believe that he's the brother to Lucifer. Well, I got news for you. He's not the Archangel Michael. And he's not a created being, and therefore an angel, which is what Lucifer is. Okay? He's not. Jesus is God. He's the one true God. And any spirit that denies God came in the flesh is Antichrist. And so right now, in Jesus' name, I command Antichrist spirits to flee in the name of Jesus. Listen, many of those people are sincere. They're lost. You know you can be sincerely lost? You can be good. Listen, some of those people act better than we do. But they're lost. They're not really acting better because they just love the Lord. They're acting better because they're in fear. Okay? But that's control. So I sever ties to every organization. With a false Jesus, a false Holy Ghost, a false Father. And I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I ask the Sovereign God to declare all cords. I'm going to say and. Other ties. Null. Void. Powerless. And of no further binding effect. In both the physical and the spiritual world. I ask him to seal all these areas with the blood of the truth, Lord Jesus Christ, so that I will no longer be vulnerable to occult control. I ask him to bind the power of all demonic entities, assign or commission to carry out these generational aspects, these generational assignments. I take my stand with the full armor of God against all the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And by prayer, claim the victory over all the devil's schemes. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Listen, maybe some of you here just somehow were drawn to vampire shows. Maybe some of you were drawn to Star Wars. Well, it's New Age. It's a little more hidden than the vampires. Okay? But Star Wars is New Age. Let me tell you something. Any other power that's not the Father, not the Lord Jesus, not the Holy Spirit, it's not Him. So it's another power. Whether it's called good or bad. I'm going to say this. If you don't know, Narnia is full of occultic symbolism. Trolls, gnomes, fairies. Full of witches. God hates witchcraft. Loves people. Hates witchcraft. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He hates divination. He hates that goat man who is really the god Bacchus. Or Pan. Pan. Peter Pan, your peanut butter, by the way. Shows a little fairy, but see, that goat man is part of the fairy realm as well. Okay? The god of wine, revelry, orgy, song, right there in Narnia. Okay? God will never teach His people a lesson by using witchcraft to teach them and call one side good and one side bad. Don't work. Doesn't work like that. He's not a god of fantasy. He's a god of truth. Maybe you're drawn to those things. I had a son-in-law, and that young man has struggled at times. He struggled. But he got born again. Got baptized in the Holy Ghost. We walked in a Christian bookstore, and the first thing he did was look at those books and go, what are those doing in here? And the Holy Ghost showed him. We live in the realm of truth, not fantasy. If you want to prosper. If you want to be free. So, those are things we need to consider and stay away from. But see, a lot of times, so Harry Potter, it's just fantasy. Oh, they're practicing witchcraft. They're teaching people how to do witchcraft. And you'd think people would know. But the enemy is good at blinding people. That's what he does. But maybe that's where your attraction was. The reason you were attracted is because you had this in your bloodline. You're just drawn to it. You have occultism in your bloodline.
Amen.
We're breaking that today. We're breaking it today. If you want it broke. Everybody take a deep breath. Every spirit needs to come out from that. Say, Father,
I do repent
for the things I've watched,
the things I've listened to,
the things I've found entertaining.
I repent for ignorance
and not searching out your word
and
asking you for discernment.
I break all ungodly ties
with every actor,
every actress,
every screenwriter,
all directors,
all producers,
all the
recording artists,
musicians,
with all of the songwriters, the authors,
and I command
every spirit
that came into
me from entertainment
to go
in the name of Jesus.
Now take a deep breath.
If you know you've watched any of those things, the Lord convicts you, go ahead and tell those things to leave specifically. Get out, get out, get out, get out. You know what it is. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Simple as saying, Harry Potter, go. In the name of Jesus. Every witch spirit, go. In the name of Jesus. Hogwarts, go. Sorcery, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All those gods from rock and roll, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Pond, Bacchus, go, go, go. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Zeus, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, go. Four, go. In Jesus' name. Get out. Go. Odin, in the name of Jesus. Loki, little man, leprechauns, get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. All trickster spirits, little man of the woods, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Mischievous, in the name of Jesus. Cruel spirit, cruel messenger, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Celebi, I break your power. All goddess spirits, in the name of Jesus. Goddess spirits and witchcraft that came through. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Listen, we're setting a table. We're setting a table. We're setting a table for some more healing to come. We're getting rid of things. Everybody who's enjoying, listen, sometimes it feels like a spanking. Alright? But it's all good. Because your daddy's fighting for you. Jesus is doing great battle. He loves us. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I give it all to you. I don't want to resist you. Lord, you resist the proud and give grace to the humble. So I humble myself before you. Lord, forgive me for pride, spiritual pride, self-righteousness, for apathy, not even caring. Forgive me wherever I've mocked you, Lord, your people, your ways. I break those curses. Command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Pride in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bore thorn in Leviathan's jaw in the name of Jesus. Put a hook in his lips and draw him out. Put out his lamp, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that the spirit fish cling to his scales, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that your breath blows and pushes back fear and rejection and anger and control. And your holiness blows in, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every pride spirit, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Try to remember not to cross your arms and legs. You may block your deliverance if you do. Not trying to control you, just counseling you. So, say, as one who has received the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as my Savior, by believing on His name, I claim my right as a child of the living God, Yahweh, and choose to rejoice that I am accepted in His beloved Son and am now part of the family of God. I break the power of the secret and all spirits associated with punishing me for speaking the truth. I openly give all secrets to the true Lord Jesus, along with all shame, embarrassment, humiliation, and fear, believing that the truth has and will set me free. I'm going to ask you to stand up a minute. Everybody who will. Shame is like a cloak. It's been put over your face, over your head. Embarrassment, humiliation, even fear of it happening again. So it's an act of faith, kind of like chopping the hand. Just take it off of you and give it to Jesus. Say, Lord, I give you this. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I receive from, keep your hands out. Lord, I receive from you my robe of righteousness. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Some of you have walked around with your head down. Time to put your head up. The Lord's the glory and the lifter of your head. He's not ashamed of you. He loves you.
That's right.
He died for us. The only point is shame. Listen, I can be ashamed of my guilt. The guilt shows me, and then I'm not happy with my sin, and I run straight to the Lord and I get it cleaned up. We're His sons and daughters. We're sons and daughters. That doesn't... So shame, and people will say, has anybody had their parents say, shame on you? Did you as a parent ever say, shame on you? Well, say shame.
Shame.
It doesn't belong to me.
Because
I run to my Lord, who cleanses me. In Jesus' name. I've known people couldn't even lift their head everywhere they walked. That after the Lord did what He does, they walk around, not haughty, but confident in Him. Amen?
Amen?
Confidence. Our confidence is not in us. Say,
Lord,
I repent.
I repent.
Replacing my confidence in man. Which includes me. And I place my confidence in you. In Jesus' name. Amen? Say, I renounce.
I renounce.
Or say that, that's it. I reclaim.
I reclaim.
Rights given.
Rights given.
To.
To.
Are taken.
Are taken.
By Lucifer.
By Lucifer.
By Satan.
Satan.
By fallen angels.
By fallen angels.
by demons.
I choose
to give all such rights
to
my Lord Jesus Christ.
I renounce allegiance
to Lucifer,
Luciferianism,
Satanism,
witchcraft,
Illuminati,
Freemasons,
any lodge,
any
secret society,
any unholy church system. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let him go. In the name of Jesus, go. All Masonic spirits, come on out now in the name of Jesus. Get out, Baphomet, in the name of Jesus. Get out, go to, in the name of Jesus. Let him go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. Even a demon called Lucifer, demons called Satan, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Say, I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to break the power of any curses attached to me for leaving, breaking association with me by anything I promised or did, or that was said or done to me or for me. I freely give all authority over myself to the Lord Jesus Christ, independent upon the power of the Holy Spirit, and acknowledge that I am part of the universal body of Christ. That means born again. There's two kinds of people on there. Two alone. There's born again, and there's not. Son of God or son of Adam? One of the two. There's no such thing as, listen, God made Adam. Adam was God's son. Every one of us, until we're born again, is a son of Adam. We're not a son of God. There's not a universal fatherhood of man. Okay? There's not. You're either born again or you're not. Say, thank God.
Amen.
I'm born again.
Amen.
Say, I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to find all demons, legions, and networks so they cannot interfere with the work that the true God wants to do. I command that any and all communication towers associated with me or any way connected with me be brought to conscious awareness or destroyed, preserving any human part of me contained therein. I acknowledge the authority of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ over all principality, spiritual powers of whatever rank. The enemy will be... I'm speaking to you. Thank you for your cooperation. The enemy builds power structures against us. We're speaking words to dismantle them. The Word of God tells you that there are witches that hunt the souls of men. And literally in the Hebrew it says it puts them in cages. Okay? So some of these structures keep... And what we're doing is praying to dismantle all that. And by the way, let me just tell you, when you got born again, right? So the Holy Spirit came and lived within you're the spirit of man inside of you. He dwells in the Holy of Holies, your three-part body, soul, and spirit. So that part of you became perfect, and it agrees with God. Okay? It agrees with God. But this soul has to be retrained. So you can get born again. Listen to me. You can get born again. You know you're a sinner, and you know Jesus died. And you know He rose again, and you know He's God, and you accept that, and you're saved. But you can't see He's your healer. Mm-hmm. You can't see He provide for you. You can't see He protect you. You can't see He's a deliverer. Because those parts of your mind, your soul, are still under enemy control. The stronghold is there. So even though you belong to God, it's not a matter of possession. He possesses you. Jesus paid the price for you. He owns you. But there are parts of your soul that the enemy has the operating control of. Okay? What we do, what we're doing, thank God what He's continuing to do for me, for us, is to tear down those strongholds, the lies, and put in His truth. So listen, so when His truth comes in, you start seeing in His Word, it says you're healed by Jesus' stripes. Do you believe it? If He says He'll supply all your needs according to Christ's riches in His glory, do you believe it? If He says be anxious for nothing, do you believe that? See, the areas we don't believe, and listen, you can tell why you believe by your action. If you're worrying, listen to me, if you're worrying, I'm just going to put it as plain as I can, you're saying God's a liar. You're saying your daddy's not telling the truth. I don't want to call my daddy a liar. This is the reality. So what do we do with that? We say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I want to believe You. And help me to believe You. It's that simple surrender. But you've got to come to the place where if you're denying His Word, the Bible says the promises of God are yes and amen. So if I'm denying His Word, then I'm saying He's the problem and it's not me or what I'm encountering or the enemy. So I come to accountability for me. Come to God. Say, Lord, work in me what gives You the glory. He works us through those problems and we can resist the enemy and the enemy will flee. Amen? Say, Lord, You're my Father. And You don't lie. You're not a man that You should lie. You're not a son of man that You should repent. Thank You, Father. Say, in Jesus' name, I command these spirits are to be bound up as one and not allowed to split. I choose to believe that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to my Lord Jesus Christ. Now Luke 10:19 says He's given it to us. Take a deep breath. Command spirits to leave. Come on out of them. In the name of Jesus. You willing to leave. Say, if it's in me, and it doesn't belong, and it's not like Jesus, it has to go. I agree. In Jesus' name. Now come on out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Let Him go. Let Him go. In the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce the wrong belief, the lie, that I'm unable to choose truth and be free of demonic control over me. I believe when the Son sets me free, I'm free indeed. I affirm that I am choosing to cooperate with Yahweh's Holy Spirit, to use my body, my soul, my spirit, to adore, worship, willingly love, obey and serve the true Yahweh God. I renounce allegiance to any ungodly being, either within or without, including the Father, Daddy, anyone falsely given the name of God, Master, Christ, or Jesus. In any and all aspects of my being, I renounce all vows and allegiances to Lucifer and Satan, all false trinities, the beast, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. When we go down these roads, that's why I'm careful to put His name in. Okay? The Lord's name. Yahweh, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jesus, Yeshua. Because we're coming against spirits that are counterfeit. So we're declaring the one that we're talking about is Jesus, who is God in the flesh, who is born of a virgin, huh? Who lived a spotless life, who died on a cross, rose again on the third day, ascended to the throne of God. Well, that's the one we're coming in the name of. In the name of Jesus. And renouncing all others. Should any of these, or any other idol, or false deity, be present anywhere in my body, my soul.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.